Hello and welcome to the Present Truth Podcast. Today is Monday the 27th of August. I'm Derek, and I would like to share a little of what has been going on in Present Truth Ministries. Our news, our testimonies, our goals, and our vision. This week I would like to focus on our outreach in the Middle East. Before I start on that, I would like to mention Benham and Yosef's situation. We have heard several rumours concerning the charges that may be brought against Brother Yosef, but nothing we can substantiate. We do not publish anything unless we have it from several reliable sources. Therefore, we do not have any updates concerning Yosef at this time. We do not have any news concerning Brother Benham either. Although we do not have any news, I would like to remind you that they are still being confined in an Iranian jail. Often this means up to 40 prisoners kept in a small 40-foot square cell. Murderers, drug dealers and thieves are being kept in the same cells as our brethren. Yosef is still under the sentence of death, and Benham is still in need of medical attention. They both need the Lord to provide for them, and they both remain in need of your prayers. Present Truth Ministries is pleased to let you know that we are sending a missionary to the Middle East. Our dear brother Jason has been under the leading of the Lord recently to take a step of faith. He has just given up his job and will be travelling to minister to the groups of believers that have recently come to the Lord. He is leaving to start this ministry this week. Please remember him and his family in your prayers. Please remember all those ministers in Muslim countries who are preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ, often in dangerous conditions. Many times they are risking their lives in the midst of Muslim extremism and political upheaval. The Lord has given us all a commandment and a promise concerning this. We find it at the end of the Gospel of Matthew. And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Amen. These courageous brothers and sisters are serving the Lord and following in the footsteps of the earliest apostles. They are spreading the gospel once again in the countries surrounding the Holy Land, where Peter and Paul first obeyed this great commandment. Just as God confirmed their word with signs and wonders following, I am expecting to be able to share some wonderful testimonies with you soon. Just as the early church did, we should support them in our prayers, fasting, and the finances they need to operate. Remember how Paul spoke to the Corinthians. I robbed other churches, taking wages of them to do you service. And when I was present with you and wanted, I was chargeable to no man. For that which was lacking to me, the brethren which came from Macedonia supplied. And in all things I have kept myself from being burdensome unto you. And so will I keep myself. We know that these brethren are labouring in a region that is not the richest in this world. Many of you listening to this podcast are able to take on yourselves the part of the brethren of Macedonia and supply the wages and wants of the outreach ministry of the church, and in doing so, provide for yourself riches in heaven and a part in every soul that is saved by those who you support. Thank you for taking the time to listen to this podcast. We at Present Truth trust that you will be inspired to prayer for these things we have presented. If you would like more information on any of these matters, please visit our website at presenttruthmn.com or email me at dtrf@hotmail.com. God bless you, and may God bless those labouring in his vineyard.